I got my journal from the barn and remembered Leader Foxcotton's note to Stephen inside. I gave it to him as soon as he came back from work. He made no comment at all except to thank me. I still don't know what his plans about London are. We didn't hear anything from the Cottons for nearly 2 weeks after we lunched in the village, but we hardly expected to as they were still in London. I finished writing of May Day on the second Saturday after it, and immediately felt it was time something else happened. The next day, Sunday, something happened to put the Cottons right out of my head. When I got down, Topaz told me Stephen had gone off to London. He hadn't said a word to anyone until she came down to get breakfast and found him ready to start. "I hate that Foxcotton woman," I said. "Well, I warned him to keep his eyes open," said Topaz. "And, of course, her interest really may be only professional, though I must say I doubt it."
"Do you mean she might make love to him?"
I gasped. And for the first time really knew just why I minded him going. "Well, somebody will, sooner or later. But I'd rather it was some nice girl in the village. It's no use looking horrified, Cassandra. You mustn't be a dog in the manger." I said I shouldn't mind if it was someone good enough for him. She stared at me curiously. "Doesn't he attract you at all? At your age, I couldn't have resisted him for a minute. Not looks like that. And it's more than looks, of course." "Oh, I know he has a splendid character," I said. "That wasn't what I meant," said Topaz, laughing. "But I've promised your father not to put ideas into your head about Stephen, so let's leave it at that." I knew perfectly well what she meant. But if Stephen is physically attractive, why don't I get attracted? Really attracted. Or do I? Stephen didn't come home until late in the evening. "Well, how did you get on?" asked Topaz, much to my relief because I had made up my mind not to question him. "Mrs. Foxcotton looked quite different, very businesslike, in trousers, like a man. You never saw such a huge great camera as she has." Topaz asked what he had worn for the photographs. "A shirt and some corduroy trousers that were there, but she said they look too new. I'm to wear them for work and then they'll be all right for next time." "So you're going again?" I tried to make it sound very casual. He said yes, she was going to send for him the next time she had a free Sunday, probably in about a month. Then he told me about the broken bits of statues he had been photographed with and what ages the lighting had taken and how he had lunch with Mr. and Mrs. Foxcotton. "Mr. Foxcotton asked to be remembered to you, Mrs. Mortmain, ma'am." He went to wash while Topaz got him some supper. "It's all right," she said. "I misjudged the woman."